Good morning and shalom. Blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. The entrance of the Word of God brings life and light into our lives. This morning, we want to focus on the way Jesus prepared his disciples to live in the light of opposition and hostility against the king, against the kingdom, and against the kids of the king. You see, we had already discovered that Jesus indicted or accused the spiritual leaders, the Pharisees, Sadducees, and the teachers of the law, that they were the one that had affected, the one that had affected the lives of the people. And he had said the way he had done that is by withholding, the key of knowledge of the kingdom, not themselves entering, but refusing those who are entering to enter. And by teaching the traditions of men as the precepts of God. You know, they were teaching the tradition as though it is the commandment of God. And so Jesus told the people, "Woe unto you, you leaders, woe unto you." The leaders started looking for Jesus so that they may inflict pain on him and they may persecute him. They were looking for any word he was speaking. So Jesus turned to his disciples while there were so many other followers, and he started preparing them how they can be victorious, how they can be great, how they can develop servant leadership in the midst of that opposition. And in the blink of his going to the cross and his second coming. Already we discovered he taught them how they can be able to guard against four main poisons that would always come from the world. We discovered that they were to guard against the poison of hypocrisy, that is, on putting on the mask and having different intentions and covering the true motivations and identity. We also discovered that they were to guard against the poison of the fear of man, the fear of the Pharisees, the fear of the people, and the only fear God, who can destroy the body and also take the soul to hell. They were also again to guard against the poison of greed and the poison of want or the poison of worry. So Jesus this time, he went on, and today he started speaking on how then his people, his agents of change, develop kingdom mindset. Let's look at the kingdom mindset. And this is what we'll be looking at from now, chapter 12, all the way to chapter 19. But one of the things that we are going to look at is, let's look at the chapter 12, and let's start by reading verses 34. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be also. Jesus here connected between the desires of our hearts and the possession and the treasure we have on earth. It would be very good for us to realize that many people kill themselves because of the desires of the hearts and because of where the treasure is. When some people discover that their houses and their money and their life is destroyed, or the loss of those things, They don't see any lesson of living again. Some exterminate themselves. It would be good to realize how these are connected. So if we want our heart's desire to be right with God, then we need to work at the treasure. Now, if you don't work at the right way for the treasure, for the possession here on earth, we are either going to become greedy. If we don't manage the treasure, we have two problems. One main problem we have looked at is becoming greedy. Greedy is we want more and more and more and more. And that hole of wanting more and more and more will never be enough. The other extreme is we are afraid. We are worried. Is a danger of worry. If we don't work on treasure, is we are worried that we do not have much. We do not have food. We do not have clothes. We do not have education. We are so worried about many things. So God came and said that then you must put the right priority, and the priority was seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. So verses that one just said, seek the kingdom of God. This is the way to manage treasure, to manage possession here on earth, so that you don't develop greed and worry. To manage is you seek first the kingdom of God above all things, or first, and he will give you the everything else you need. God will give us everything else we need. He knows what we need. Then he says, don't be afraid, little flock, for it gives your father great happiness to give you the kingdom. You see, let our heart be right that the kingdom of God is our first priority. Let's get to know that God is willing to give us his kingdom. It gives him great happiness. Can you figure out God seated in heaven? And what gives him so much greatness is to give us. He is a giver. He's a rich man. He owns silver and gold. He owns the whole world. Everything, the world is in his heart. He got the whole world in his hands. He got every cattle in 1,000 hills in his hands. And he can give us whatever is good for us. He can even give us more than what we ask, more than what we imagine. But he desires to give us the kingdom first. When he gives us the kingdom, in the kingdom of God, we have got all what we need. We have got all the treasure we need. May God open our eyes that everything else is under the in the kingdom. But God is willing to give us that kingdom. But two, he's also saying, sell your possession and give to those in need. This will store up treasure for you in heavens, and the purses of heaven will never get old or develop holes. Your treasure will be safe. No thief can steal it, and no moth can destroy it. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be also. Now, what this person is saying, or what Jesus was saying, is that we must factor in God, and we factor in other people. We must factor in giving to God, that whatever God gives to us, the treasure, the possession, that we give it to other people. The last time I said that every money we get, it can be divided into four envelopes. Envelope number one is for God. This is on tithe, on giving, on offerings. Envelope number two is for the government of the day. We must give it in terms of tax, VAT, and customs. Envelope number three is for other people, the poor, the one that we give alms, the needy. And envelope number four is myself and my family for investment and for usage. So Jesus said, number one, you must develop the ability, the attitude to manage kingdom money. That's one of the things that Jesus taught them how to manage. The other thing that Jesus taught the disciples how to manage is how to manage kingdom time. Not only how to manage kingdom money, how to manage kingdom time. What is the kingdom time? The kingdom time is the time we have between where we are until Jesus comes back. All that is called kingdom time. Why? Because we are living in, the church is living in the kingdom time. So what should we do? Ready and prepared for the coming of the Lord. So Jesus, knowing that his disciples will be bombarded and harassed, and they were actually harassed on his behalf, he taught them the idea to prepare for his coming. He's not even talking about his death. Death is there. Annihilation is there. Going to heaven is there until he comes. So what did he say? He said, be dressed for service. So prepare for my coming. But as you prepare, keep on serving me. Serve me here as you prepare. So balancing between working and waiting is what we are talking about here. This is a second major, attitude of preparation of managing, how to manage kingdom time. So he said, be dressed for service and keep your lamps burning as though you are waiting for your master to return from the wedding feast. I want you to know that he's not talking for the bride. He's talking to people who regard Jesus as their master, who regard Jesus as their master, for the bride to come. Who is this? Remember, Jesus was talking to the Jews, and for the Jews, they were not regarded as the bride of Jesus Christ, so to speak. They are the servants of God. The church is the unbeliever, those who believed, either Jews or Gentiles who believed in Jesus Christ. But this is talking to people who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding feast. Remember, he's not talking to the bride here. Then he says, then you'll be ready to open the door and let him in the moment he arrives and knocks. The servants who are ready and waiting for his return or be rewarded. I tell you the truth, he himself will sit down, put on an apron, and serve them as they sit and eat. He may come in the middle of the night or just before dawn, but whenever he comes, he will reward the servants who are ready. Understand, if the homeowner knew exactly when the burglar or the thief was coming, he would not permit his house to be broken into. You also must be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when you least expect, or he is least expected. Now, this point is talking to people, servants who are waiting for their master. And remember, the Jews, the sons of Abraham, they were sent as the servants of the world, as the missionaries. And they were sent to go and take the blessing. It's a very privileged position to become the servant of God, to carry the blessing of God to the rest of the world. Abraham did that, and he said, God will bless you. And everybody who blesses you, I will bless you. Everybody who curses you, Abraham and your descendants, I will curse them. He was speaking to them here, and he's talking about their praise, even in the waiting of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's going to reward them. And he says, you do not know when your master will come, in the morning, in any hour. And because we have got several watches, you've got the first watch, the second, the third, and the fourth watch, you do not know when your master is coming. So put on the light, the lamp, let it burn until he comes. So he helped them to develop the attitude of managing kingdom time. And finally, he helped the disciples how to develop the attitude to manage kingdom servants. How do you manage other? This is what we call the human resource. How do you manage other workers? Peter, and this is what he said, Peter answered Lord, is that illustration just for us or for everyone? Peter knew that he was speaking to them. Then he said, and the Lord replied, a faithful and sensible servant. He says, I'm speaking to you. This is for you as a servant. And so he said, you must also know how to manage other servants. As you wait for me, one of the major surveys, and God must give us this attitude, is how do we manage other people? How do we manage kingdom people? How do we manage kingdom time? How do we manage kingdom resources, kingdom money? So he said, verses 42, and the Lord replied, a faithful and sensible servant is one whom the master can give responsibility of managing other household servants and feeding them. Now, this is very critical. Abraham was called as a leader to manage other servants of God. And we also be called and given the same because Abraham is our father. How do you serve other people? How do you become a leader of leaders? That's what we're asking. We must develop that attitude. You must get to know the privilege God has given us. So he was told that you must be sensible. A sensible one is the one who has that responsibility. You manage other household servants and you feed them on time. If the master returns and finds that servant has done a good job, he will receive a reward. I tell you the truth. The master will be put that servant in charge of all he owns. But what if the servant thinks, my master won't be back for a while, and he begin beating other servants, partying and getting drunk? The master will return and announce unexpected, and he will cut the servant in pieces and banish him with unfaithful. And a servant who knows what the master wants but isn't prepared and doesn't carry out this instruction will be severely punished. But someone who does not know and then does something wrong, he will be punished only lightly. When someone has been given much, much will be required in return. And when someone has been entrusted with much, even much will be required. So Jesus finishes by saying that servants are gifted differently. There are those who have little, others have got much. And we have to make sure that we manage what we have received. And if we manage well, we'll receive a reward. If we manage badly, we will receive a beating. I think this is very critical. We have always talked about that when the master comes, he's going to reward those faithful servants. What about the unfaithfulness? Jesus said they will be punished. They'll be given bitter rods. They'll be beaten with rods because they were not managing the other. They were not accountable and responsible to do what God has called them to say or to do. And so he said, manage other people. Manage other resources. Manage other kingdom workers. Manage them well. And when I come, I'll be able to reward you. But if you don't manage them, I'm going to beat you with rods. Father, help us to manage others. Give us the ability to develop the attitude to manage kingdom money, to manage kingdom time, and to manage kingdom workers, a kingdom servants, in Jesus' name. Amen.